Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, we're wrapping up the second of that two-part series on UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, and how they might be applied to a number of uses, including agriculture. Michael Sama with the UK Ag College's Biosystems and Ag Engineering is involved with a campus-wide consortium of departments and individuals exploring this field. His department has just recently acquired a fixed-wing plane and a propeller-driven hovercraft.
It's actually pretty great. You know, it worked out of the box, and so we were able to find something that basically all we had to do was strap the propellers on and do some initial configuration, and it's ready to go. So most of it's open source now, where there's actually a company that, through a community, developed the autopilot and all the other technology that it uses. It actually works pretty seamless. It's got a GPS on it, and you can program it with your computer and say, I want to go from point A to point B and at certain altitudes and certain speeds, and even the gimbal that holds the camera on will actually stabilize the camera so that the video is not shaky and you get a nice, clean image.
The specific research application would determine which type device is used on a project on their fixed-wing platform.
I don't know the exact size of it. It's a Telemaster Senior, so it's actually a pretty big plane because we were looking at long missions and large payloads, so it's probably got a 6-foot wingspan and it can carry 10 to 20 pounds.
Which might make it useful for uses from forest fire management to fighting rhinoceros poaching. More on that in a minute. We'll be right back.
The food here looks great. Oh yeah, I also need to pick up some beef. It says Kentucky Proud, raised here in Kentucky, but I wonder where it really comes from.
We're the Paul family from Paris, Kentucky, and we're in the cattle business.
We're proud of producing food for consumers, and I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
In the UK Biosystems and Ag Engineering Department, Assistant Professor Michael Sama says development of a successful UAV application in one area can have impacts on many others, including agriculture. Some of their students are in an international competition involving onboard aerial imaging and rhino poaching, earning a mini grant to do so.
So they want to be able to actually track rhinos and poachers and be able to pick them out. And when they see one, the plane will automatically go into a loiter mode. So instead of just flying on its regular mission, it'll stop and kind of hover in that area, and that way it can see what's going on.
Closer to home, could UPS deliveries come by UAV? How about pizza?
That's what they use actually to get students involved in this. There's a flyer in main engineering that says, do you think that your pizza will be delivered by UAV? And then if you want that to be the case, get involved.
UAV's potential for impacting agriculture, the sky's the limit. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.